This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Sean Wade is with Plains Cotton Growers.
The WIP Plus program, the disaster program that would cover 2018 and 2019 crop losses in various instances, still underway. And there's not really a hard and fast deadline yet set for WIP 2 or WIP Plus. But many of the offices that had been putting that program enrollment back because of that open-ended enrollment period have now started working some of those claims and applications. So, you know, that's going to be kind of in the mix right alongside this CFAP 2 application, which should be relatively easy from all that we understand, but certainly it's still going to take time for the producers to come in, verify the production information, get those applications signed, and then get things submitted so that payments can be turned out the door. So, again, still a lot of things going on and a lot of things being juggled with our FSA folks. So just important to make sure that we do what we can to make sure that they can get that done in an orderly fashion as possible and that our producers don't miss those opportunities because as we've seen with the market and the demand situations over the last year or so, it's vitally important. This assistance is playing a very important role in our producers' ability to maintain an economically healthy bottom line. And hopefully live to fight another day and you know, get planted in a new crop year in 2021.
I'm Tony St. James.